What up, all you traders and investors out there? Thanks for joining me once again. This is Trade Doc on Eye in the Market, where I go over a list of 32 ETFs that we can trade options on, or put strategies on. We also talk a little bit about crypto, and right now, this weekend, it's pretty much a consolidation, stabilizing, going sideways. Not too much going on. So let's just get into it. Get you guys ready for this trading week. And first up, we got USO. USO is trading at 43.27. And oil keeps on ramping up. We kind of found a little resistance at 65.37. Right now it's trading at 63.29. Where it did find support at a strong support was $60.90. So we could probably see this continue to consolidate between the 65 and the 62 for a little bit. But as far as oil goes, it looks pretty strong. Might be like a safe place to park cash for a while. Could come down back to the 40s. And this is talking about USO. I haven't really looked at the options, how they're trading there, but probably good for consolidation trades here. Next is XOP. XOP looks like they've broken out of their downward wedge. You can see that as they're breaking out. The last couple of days, they're looking to retest back down to the 77.50 mark. So we'll see how that goes. XOP going along with oil, kind of going to be continuing to consolidate sideways for a little bit. Next, OIH. OIH is also looking to break out. Kind of rolled over the last couple of days, gave back what it did on Wednesday. But I had indicated that it was a good spot for OIH to break up, but it actually broke down and it's right back to the prices. So it's in the last 2 weeks, it really hasn't done nothing because the price has been the same. So that's why OIH is probably a good for consolidation, but with some positive delta. And I'm just going to put a little mark on it saying that the price for this week should bring us up a little bit higher for, you know, for the close of the week. OIH, so the oil sector, oil explorers. So I don't see much movement. Maybe close up to like the 198 area for OIH. That's a little bit more realistic, but definitely with some positive delta. Next is natural gas, UNG. They also found support at 240s not too long ago. Now UNG is trading at 10.51. Natural gas is at 2.94, almost back up to $3. So natural gas has been performing strong for the last couple weeks. Natural gas is up 15%. So we'll probably see a little bit of a rollover or consolidation between the levels of 10.75 and 10.25. Probably see prices of 11.25 also. Next is XLE, the energy, that's the energy sector. So again, with oil, natural gas, oil explorers and oil services, Energy sector also had a little bit of a bid. Came up this week. Rolled over on Friday a little bit. But, and it could be forming. I was completely wrong. It could be forming a higher low, which would be good. But for oil services, continue for that small drift up to a consolidation. Next is utilities, XLU. So XLU is usually safe havens, kind of like trading at the highs. Came off the highs of the 68.05s. Now trading at 66.72. So again, utilities, they're going to be needed. So as long as the stocks stay as they are, utilities might stay up here. But as volatile as they are, I can probably see them come back down to the 63 area. Next is the industrial sector, XLI. They made another all-time high on Thursday at 102.74. So XLI keeps on marching up. Probably the material sector would be doing the same thing. So XLI has been, you know, since the end of January till now, XLI is up almost 20%, 19.7%. So pretty big. Pretty good run this year for the industrial sector. Next is the material sector. They too, since the end of January till now, they're up 19%. So material sector, also a good one to hold on to. They've made an all-time high on Thursday as well. So companies in there would be like FCX, MLM, PKG, and NUE. So those companies there since this year, they're up 26%. And those companies there, just one share of each. So you would grow $500 into $620. Next is material sector. The metals and mining. They look like they're hitting a little bit of resistance up top. But regardless, they keep on moving up. So the more they bump against that resistance, they'll be probably breaking it. Made an all-time high on Thursday of 42.50. Now trading at 40.46. Doing a little bit of a retracement. Could be as low as 37.07, but look for that resistance to break in the near future for the metals and mining. Next is the MJ sector. They've just been consolidating. You know, since they've seen the pop of the 35.95, that's pretty much it. Still been trading around the $20, now at 21.38. So nothing much in the marijuana sector. Next is XBI. It's biotech. And biotech looks like it's starting to roll back into positive territory. The moving averages are clean and crossed over. So this is going to be, that could be an initial of a new trend, seeing that they did do like a triple bottom here. So they hit the like around the 126s. So this could be a new trend change. So just look out for that if this creates a new higher low. Then we could probably see a new trend change to the positive side for the biotech sector. All-time high was 174, right now trading at 136.62. Next is XLV. that's healthcare, and they've looked like they did an all-time high on Monday, kind of coming back down now this week. This week they were down. They were down 2%, so that's not too bad. So screwed up my whole thing here. Okay. So XLV. Looks like they're going to be consolidating for a while. I mean, they pretty much have that positive drift. Could be buy opportunities around the 115, 117 area. But XLV, healthcare sector, I mean, they kind of been topping out pretty recent. So the end of January is when they started topping out. Kind of revisited those January highs at the end of last month. They just been slowly got rejected. So I look for a retrace short-term shorts on that. Next is XRT. That's the retail sector. And they're about to break up. So we'll see how the summer goes. If people can go out and stuff, the retail sector is gonna be doing real good after that. Next is XLP, that's consumer staples. They're in their highs, kind of consolidating up top, could roll over. Could have good buying opportunities around the 67s. Right now they're trading at 69.50. All-time highs is 70.47. Next is consumer discretionary. So this one's going to be hovering up here for a while, I believe, and just keep on drifting up higher. This is Amazon, Home Depot, and McDonald's, and this is just a short term. So from the beginning of March till now, they're up 23%. So that just shows you for the spring what the summer is going to bring. Now this could be already priced in for the summer. So we can see some consolidation and just a retention of values. Keep an eye out for the earnings as well. Next is SMH, semiconductors. They look like they kind of roll in trying to test the bottom of this 222. Right now they're trading at 243 even. The all-time high is 258.88. Kind of almost tested that high on March 5th. So the rest of the month they've just been consolidating between the 256 and 242. So we could probably see a test of the 220s for the semiconductors. Next is IYR. They did an all-time high on Friday of 99.37. So this is real estate, and they just been gobbling up since March 5th till now, they're up 15%. So I can see this continuing up, peaking out eventually. Next slide is the financial. They kind of like running in line with the real estate. So we can see this continue to move up until there's a disaster in the works. Next is TLT, and the bonds, they're kind of rolling over here. They kind of found a little bit of support around the 135 areas. But now it looks like they want to test back down to the 136s. Next is gold. Gold is still holding on, kind of consolidating sideways. probably good buy opportunity on this sideways consolidation. I'd like to measure it and see how or where like the buy zones would be, but the buy zones I'd say would be like 162.80s. It'd be like pretty prime to start building a position there. Right now they're trading at 165.66. So I'd like to see a little push down, maybe like a bear trap, and catch these at the 164 area. But not bad for gold. You can see this continues to consolidate sideways before making another leg up. Next is GDX, and they're kind of moving in line as well. I don't want to do that. They're moving in line as well. They kind of pushed down the point of control this week. Kind of was just a negative week. See if they can find some support around the 138s, 130. I mean the 3380s, and see if gold holds, and then gold miners will fall in place. Next is the UUP, U.S. dollars. They look like they're. It looks like it's bouncing off some lows, and that is a higher low. This is the third higher low, kind of creating inverse wedge opening up. Usually, the structure means that this happens. So, just watch out for that. If the structure holds up and it, psychology comes in play, we could be seeing that the dollar come back up to the 25.60s, retest the 25.20s, 25.30s, and then keep on moving up to the 25.60s. That's kind of like where the highs were in September. But since but since we've been printing so much, it's hard to imagine that happen. Next is QQQ, and they're up consolidating. Could see a drop before a move up, just maintaining those highs. IWM as well, trading at the top of that channel. They've been kind of consolidating all year. Right now they're at the top of the channel, kind of rolling over a little bit. But we should see a breakout of this channel pretty soon. Next is the SPY. SPY has been trading sideways, did an all-time high on Thursday of 120.72. Kind of roll over now. They're trading at 417.30. Next is FXI, that's China, and it looks like they just lost the structure here. Looks like they just broke structure to the bottom, to the downside. So after projected higher prices, kind of still trading sideways in this consolidation. Broke this structure, so now it's going to be consolidating for a little bit longer before we can go above the prices of 47.65. Right now it's at 46.28. Next is INDA, India. Kind of had a good bounce, moved up this week. Looking for buy opportunities around the 40.70s, 40.85s. But India looks like it's going to maintain this and try to test back up to the 43s. Next is RSX, and Russia was down Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but still holding that slope. It kind of looks like it's ready to coil up, so I'd be a buyer. would be a buyer right there, just because of this, the way that it's curling up. I can't find the right tool to do it, but pretty much the degree is getting sharper. The angle that it's moving up, the lower highs, is inclining. So that's a good indication that a stock is ready to blast, especially when that slope shifts into a higher degree. Next is EFA, it's the Eurozone, and they look like they're rolling. So I always like to shorten EFA. Nothing, no personal reasons, just because it really doesn't move like the slope. This type of slope is a 6-degree slope, so it really doesn't move. And I used to trade it a lot when I used to trade ETFs a lot. Next is EEM, so we gotta keep an eye on FXI. So EEM has held on, it hasn't been affected by FXI, even though they're higher weighted in this index, in the ETF. But it looks like it's just doing a retest. EEM, I like trading it just because it's very liquid. So consolidation trades, I'd say positive delta from 52 and up to like maybe 59. Next, EWW, that's Mexico, coming off its all-time highs of 47.39. Right now trading at 45.46. And they're rolling a little bit. So should see. If it doesn't move up here, we might have a little bit of a consolidation. Might have a little bit of consolidation this way, and then maybe another retest of the lows right around here. That's just because, just so it covers this area. So looking for a retest of 43.13, probably consolidate this week around the 47s and the 44s. And last but not least, we got EWZ pushing and pushing. You know, pretty much hit the targets that we had already set up there. About 3 weeks ago. So we hit the target. So I pretty much closed everything early in the week. So the consolidation worked out, everything all the way up here worked out, even the 1 to 37. So it was like a 37 touch. I could have held and made a little bit of extra profit, but it closed at its limits, so that's pretty much a good trade. So now we're just looking for the next wave up, reversal wave. So just while I have it right here, the reverse. So I'm obviously short-term bear on it. I don't have a bearish position. I'm just not too bullish on it right now. I have a consolidation trade at the 35s where I've had it before. I rolled some over, you know, like the 35s here where they closed. The 35s I had a couple months later, they closed. So I rolled the, I closed it for a profit and then rolled it over for another. So I just like reset my position, but all the ones that I put on closed. So this consolidation was like perfect because we had anticipated it to to trade between this zone, and it just took its time moving up, came back down, testing the tops and bottoms until it finally went into the zone of 35. And it was good that it took its time, because if it would have hit 35 fast, then there wouldn't have been enough theta decay to make myself the profit to hit the mark, to hit the 50% ROI mark. So you want to get a 50% return at least on all of these. So there were 50% returns, and then, you know, I have some set for the 35. So since we're right here, let's put a fib, and usually I like to do it on TradingView. So let's just do it on TradingView. And again, I have a crypto up, but easy. So EWZ, I have, of course, I have it really marked up. So you can see they're retracing now. Okay, so we'll call this, let's just go for real. Okay, so if we put the, you know, on a 135 minute chart, is what I'm looking at. I have these marks, and it's kind of makes obvious, just because the marks are there, it makes it obvious, and I don't even need to put the fib down. You know, the retracement zone is around the 3480s, let's call it 35 evens and 3450s. So this is the wave four zone where we would like to pick up. And maybe since I have this part marked of the 3777s, probably see prices retest that area just to make this a wave one. And that's pretty much like just that. It's pretty much that simple. I have the zones prior, you know. So, like I said, I have like this whole zone. Like we had talked about the plan before. So we're trading this whole zone. And we're looking for the third wave to reach the 47s. This one on this, because these are sub waves. This might be this wave here might not be the third wave. It could be still consolidation wave. So this could, if it doesn't come back down to like the 3480s, then it's just gonna hang out there and then continue to make another third wave peak. So that's when we'd have to move the peak over. Right now, assuming that this is the third wave, that's what we're looking at. So I'll leave it as that. So we're gonna say 3485. So let's go to 3485. And that's kind of like where we want to buy. We want to buy anywhere around there, 34, 3485.